Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Brachot Perek Hey. This perek deals with the halachot of Zimun, saying Birkat Mazon as a group. The first halacha, though, completes the laws of Birkat Mazon itself by addressing who exactly is obligated to say it. It will also be relevant for the halachot at the end of the perek. Halacha Aleph. Nashim v'avadim chayavin b'birkat hamazon, v'safek yesh badavar im hem chayavin min ha-Torah lefi she'en kavua lazman, o einan chayavin min ha-Torah, lefi chach ein motzi'in et ha-bidolim yidei chovatan, aval haktanim chayavin b'birkat hamazon midivrei sofrim kidei lechanchan. Women are obligated in birkat hamazon, but there is a safek, an unresolved doubt, whether their obligation is midoraita or midrabanan. On the one hand, this isn't a mitzvat asei shazman grama, so it would seem they should have the same obligation as men. On the other hand, recall that part of the content of Birkat HaMazon is expressing thanks for Eretz Yisrael, based on the pasuk of Uveirachta et Hashem Elokecha al haaretz hatova asher natan lach. Since women did not inherit their own portions in Eretz Yisrael, with the rare exceptional cases like Benot Slofchad when there are no male descendants, it is possible that women are not obligated in Birkat HaMazon. But even if they aren't midoraita, they certainly are obligated in Birkat HaMazon, at least midrabanan. Ktanim below the age of bar bat mitzvah are similarly obligated midrabanan in Birkat HaMazon, based on the din of chinuch. Halacha bet. Shlosha sha'achlu pat ke'achad, chayavin levarech birkat ha-zimun kodem birkat ha-mazon. Ve'ezo hi birkat ha-zimun, im hayu ha-ochlim mishlosha va'ad asara, mevarech ha-echad mehen ve'omer, nevarech sha'achalnu mishalo. Ve'akol onim, baruch sha'achalnu mishalo, uv'tuvo chayinu. Ve'hu chozer ve'omer, baruch sha'achalnu mishalo, uv'tuvo chayinu. Ve'achar kach matchil ve'omer, baruch ata Hashem alokeinu melech ha'olam, hazan ve'chulei, ad shigomer arba ha-brachot, ve'hem onin amen, achar kol bracha uvracha. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot learns from two different psukim that there is a special requirement to praise Hashem as a group and not merely as individuals. One of these psukim is the one from Tehillim, which we say when we take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh. Gadlu l'Hashem iti unromama shemo yachdav. One person, speaking to at least two others, the word gadlu is in the plural, says, let us exalt the name of God together, as a group of at least three. Therefore, three people who eat as a group must join together to say Birkat HaMazon, rather than each one saying it individually. This is known as zimun, or invitation, because one member of the group, the mezamen, invites the others to join in this communal blessing. The Rambam begins this invitation with the words Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo, to which the others respond Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Uvtuvo Chayinu. The Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah add before this invitation the familiar beginning in which the leader of the Zimun says Rabotai Nevarech, and the others respond with the introductory praise of Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach Me'ata Ve'adolam. The Rambam goes on to say that the leader of the Zimun says all four brachot of Birkat HaMazon by himself, aloud, and all the other participants only answer amen to each bracha. Only in this manner is it truly a bracha of the group, rather than of the individuals comprising the group. But the Shulchan Aruch rules that it is best for each participant in the Zimun to say the brachot of Birkat HaMazon himself. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we are concerned that some of the participants will not have sufficient concentration to hear every word said by the mezamein and to have in mind to be yotze with his brachot. In Halachot Dalet and Hey, the Rambam mentions two possible variations in the text of the Zimun. If the participants are a minyan, 10 adult males, then the name Elokeinu is added both to the invitation of the mezamein, Nevarech Elokeinu, Shachalnu Mishalo, and to the response of the group, Baruch Elokeinu, Shachalnu Mishalo, Uvtvo Chayinu. And this insertion of Hashem's name transforms the Zimun into a Davar Shebikdusha, which is said in the presence of a minyan. In a Beit Chatanim, the same context from Perek Bet in which we saw that Sheva Brachot are added to the Birkat HaMazon, we add to the Zimun the words Sha'asimcha bim'ono, joy resides in his dwelling place, suggesting that Hashem himself takes part in the simcha of the newly married couple. The Rambam says that these words can be added from when the preparations begin for the wedding meal, and we continue to add them to the Zimun for as long as 12 months after the wedding if the meal is in honor of the couple. However, the Shulchan Aruch limits this addition to the 7 days after the wedding, and this indeed is the common practice. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that women and children are obligated in Zimun just as they are obligated in Birkat HaMazon, as we saw in Halacha Aleph. But in Halacha Zayin, he clarifies an important point about this. Nashim vavadim uktanim ein mizamnin alihem, aval mizamnin la'atzman, velo tehei chavura shel nashim vavadim uktanim, mipnei ha-pritzut, ela nashim la'atzman, o avadim la'atzman, o ktanim la'atzman, uvilvad shelo yizamnu bashem. The Gemara in Brachot quotes a braita, which says, Nashim mizamnot la'atzman, women make a zimun by themselves, but there cannot be a zimun consisting of one woman and two men, or one man and two women, out of concern for the possibility of pritzut, inappropriate behavior when men and women eat together. The Rambam seems to understand zimun as a full-fledged obligation when women eat together, no less than that of men eating together. And this is the view of several other Rishonim as well, and the practical conclusion of the Gra. But the Shulchan Aruch, based on the understanding of several of the Balei HaTosfot, rules that a woman is obligated only to answer to a zimun of men when she eats together with at least three men. Women eating by themselves may make a zimun if they wish to, but have no obligation to do so. In any event, as women cannot be part of a minyan for any davar shebikdusha, even a large number of women who make a zimun do not add the word Elokeinu. Many poskim weigh in on this topic of a women's zimun, and the interested listener is referred, as usual, to the website www.deracheha.org about women and mitzvot for a fuller treatment of this topic. At the end of this halacha, the Rambam adds that a male child old enough to understand the concept of saying a bracha to Hashem, even if he is only 7 or 8 years old, may join with two adults to form a zimun, and even with 9 or more adults to form a zimun with the word Elokeinu. But the Rambam rules that we do not join anyone under age 13 to form a zimun of adults. Halacha chet. Ein mizamnin ela al mi sha'achal mikazayit pat vamala. Shiva sha'achlu pat u'shlosha achlu imahen yarak o tzir v'chayotze baze, mitzarfin li zimun bashem, v'hu shi'ehei ha-mevarech me'ochle ha-pat. Aval shisha sha'achlu pat v'arba'a yarak, ein mitzarfin, ad shi'hu ochle ha-pat rov ha-nikar. B'me dvarim amurim, ba'asara. Aval shlosha, tzarich shi'ochal kol echad mehen kazayit pat, v'achar kach mizamnin. Each participant in the zimun must have eaten a kazayit of bread. For purposes of saying Elokeinu when a minyan eats together, it suffices that 7 out of the 10 ate bread, and 3 others ate some other food, even just a vegetable or drank something. But the one leading the zimun has to be one of those who ate bread. 6 out of 10 isn't enough, as the Gemara requires rov nikar, a recognizable majority eating bread, and not merely a majority. For a small zimun without Elokeinu, the Rambam requires 3 participants who ate bread, and does not allow one who ate something else to join 2 bread eaters to make a zimun. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam lehalacha, but adds 2 other opinions, that of the Rif, that a third may join if he ate any mizonot food made of grain, and that of the Rush, that even a third who ate a vegetable or anything else may join a zimun. The Mishnah Berurah rules that we are lenient to accept the last opinion, and so 2 who ate bread may make a zimun with a third who ate anything else. Halacha Tet. Shnaim sha'achlu v'gamru mile'echol, uva shlishi v'achal, im yicholin le'echol imo kol shehu afilu mishar ochalin, mitztaref imahen, v'chacham gadol sheba mesubin, hu shemevarech l'chulan, af al pi shelo ba ela b'achrona. When 2 eat together, and a third joins them only after they finish eating, the first 2 can make a zimun with the third if they eat some more of any food together with him, so that they are considered to have eaten together. The honor of leading the zimun should be given to the biggest chacham among the participants, though the Shulchan Aruch adds that he can pass on this honor to someone else. The Rambam doesn't mention here asking a kohen to lead the zimun, but this too the Shulchan Aruch says to do, in fulfillment of the mitzvah of v'kidashto, honoring a kohen, in the event that this doesn't bypass some other participant who is a substantially greater chacham. In any event, when guests are eating at someone's home, then a guest should lead the zimun, even if the host is the biggest chacham or a kohen, so that the mezamein can say the bracha for the bala bayit that we learned about in Perek Bet. Halacha Yud. Shlosha sha'achlu ke'echad, einan rasha'in lechalek, v'chein arba'a v'chein chamisha,
Shisha yesh lehen lechalek ad asara. Asara enan rasha'in lechalek ad shehu esrim. Shekol zman sheichalku v'tiye birkat hazimun l'chol chelek v'chelek. Kizimun hakol yesh lehen lechalek.
People who ate together are automatically obligated in zimun, and each person is not permitted to break off from the group and say birkat hamazon individually. A group may split into smaller groups as long as each group retains the obligation of Zimun at the same level as the original group. So anywhere from 6 to 9 people eating together may split into groups of size 3 or more. But 10 to 19 people may not split up, as they are obligated in Zimun with Elokeinu, and there is no way for them to break into two groups without at least one of them being fewer than 10 and unable to say Elokeinu. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shlosha bnei Adam shebau mishalosh chavurot shel shlosha shlosha einan rasha'in lechalek. Vim kvar zimein kol echad v'echad mehen b'chavura shelo rasha'in lechalek ve'inan chayavin bezimun shekvar zimnu alehen. Shlosha shi'ashvu lechol af al pi shekol echad v'echad ochel mishalo einan rasha'in lechalek.
Suppose there are 3 different groups, each obligated in its own zimun. If one person splits off from each of these groups, and these 3 people sit down together, they may make a zimun, even though they didn't eat together, simply because each was already obligated in zimun because of the group with which he ate. However, if one of them already answered to the zimun of his original group, even if he continues eating with 2 new people, the 3 of them may not form a zimun, because one of them already fulfilled his zimun obligation with his first group. The Rambam ends the halacha by saying that 3 people can join in a zimun even if each eats his own food that he brought with him, though the Shulchan Aruch adds that they must actively decide to eat together. For instance, 3 people who happen to eat at the same table, in a cafeteria, or in an outdoor picnic area, do not make a zimun if they did not intend to eat together when they sat down. In Halacha Yud Bet, the Rambam writes that 2 groups eating in one home can join in a zimun if at least some in one group can see some in the other, or if there is one waiter serving both groups. Here too, the Shulchan Aruch adds that they can only join in a zimun if when they began eating, the 2 groups considered themselves to be one group eating together. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shlosha she'achlu v'yatza echad mehen lashuk, kor'in lo kidei she'yichaven lishmoa ma shehen omrin, u'mezamnin alav v'hu bashuk, v'yatza yidei chovato, v'lich she'yachzor linkomo yivarech birkat hamazon la'atzmo, aval asara she'achlu v'yatza echad mehen, ein mezamnin alav, ad she'yachzor v'yeshev bimkomo imahem. When 3 are eating together and one leaves to go outside, the others can make a zimun while he hears from outside and has in mind to be yotzei zimun with them. When he returns, he says birkat hamazon by himself. But for a group of 10 to say Elokeinu, this doesn't work, and all 10 must sit together during the zimun. In Halacha Yud Daled, the Rambam adds that if one of 3 people eating together says Birkat Mazon by himself, in violation of his obligation in Zimun, then he may nonetheless answer in a Zimun with the other 2 so that they can be yotzei their obligation of Zimun. This doesn't help him, though, as he has already said Birkat Mazon and so has missed his chance for Zimun.
Halacha Tetvav, Shnaim Sha'achlu, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. Vim haya echad yodea v'echad eino yodea, ze sheyodea mevarech b'kol ram, v'asheni one amen achar kol bracha uvracha, v'yatza yidei chovato. Uven mevarech l'aviv, v'eved mevarech l'rabo. V'isha mevarechet l'vala, v'yotzin yidei chovatan. Aval amru chachamim, tavo me'ira l'mi sheishto uvanav mevarchin lo.
When only 2 people eat together, so there is no zimun, then each should say birkat hamazon by himself. If one of them doesn't know Birkat HaMazon, in our day we need to add, and if there is no text of Birkat HaMazon available to read from, then the other may say it word for word, and the one who doesn't know it listens and answers Amen. This is the procedure for being Yotzei with someone else's bracha that we saw back in Perek Aleph. But we also saw there an important condition, namely that the one being Yotzei not be obligated at a higher level than the one saying the bracha. So when the Rambam adds at the end of this halacha that a young boy may say Birkat HaMazon for his father, and that a woman may say Birkat HaMazon for her husband, he goes on in Halacha Tetzayin to clarify when exactly this can work. Incidentally, Chazal frown upon both of these situations, as a father and husband should really know how to say Birkat HaMazon by himself.
Halacha Tetzayin, b'med v'rim amurim, she'atzu de chovatan, bizman she'achlu v'lo savu, she'en chayavin levarech midivrei sofrim.
ולפיכך מוציאין אותן קטן או עבד או אישה מדי חובתן. אבל אם אכל וסבא שנתחייב בברכת המזון מן התורה, אין אישה או קטן או עבד מוציאין אותו, שכל החייב בדבר מן התורה אין מוציא אותו מדי חובתו, אלא החייב באותו הדבר מן התורה כמותו. Because a child's obligation in Birkat HaMazon is only midirabanan, and a woman's might be only midirabanan, as we saw in Halacha Aleph, each can be motzi a man only in a situation where the man himself is obligated only midirabanan. When can this happen? When he eats only a kazayit and not a kibetza, the amount of kidei sviya, or satiation, as we saw back in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. This psak of the Rambam makes perfect sense, but other Rishonim point out a Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Memchet, which says that someone who eats a kazayit can be motzi others who ate a kibetza. How can this be if the one who ate a kazayit is obligated in Birkat Mazon only midirabanan? The Kesef Mishnah here quotes a tshuva of the Rambam in which he was asked this question by the Chachmei Luniel. His response was that the Gemara there can be understood differently, and in fact, one who eats a kazayit cannot be motzi one who eats a kibetza. However, the Ravid, in his Hasaga here, understands that Gemara to mean what it says. His conclusion is that it must be, in fact, that even one who eats a kazayit is obligated mid'oraita in Birkat HaMazon, against what the Rambam said back in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Therefore, the Ravid also rejects the Rambam here in Halacha Tetzayin. Since the father or husband who eats a kazayit is required min ha-Torah to say Birkat HaMazon, he cannot be exempted by his young son or wife whose obligation is or might be midirabanan. A third possibility is suggested by Tosfot on that Gemara in Brachot Daf Memchet. They agree that one who eats a kazayit of bread is only chayav midirabanan in Birkat HaMazon, but they reject the Rambam's other assumption that the mevarech and the listener must in practice be obligated in Birkat HaMazon on the same level. A man who eats a kazayit can be motzi one who eats a kibetza, even though the first is chayav midirabanan and the second is chayav midoraita, because the principle of arvut, responsibility, which allows one person to be motzi another in Birkat HaMazon, applies as long as the two people are fundamentally obligated at the same level in general, even if not at this specific moment. Two men are obligated at the same level, so one can be motzi the other even if right now, based on how much each one ate, the mevarech needs to say Birkat HaMazon only midrabanan, and the listener midoraita. It's true that a katan can't be motzi his father, and a woman can't be motzi her husband, as the Rambam says here, based on a Mishnah earlier in Masechet Brachot, when the man eats a kibetza. But that is only because the katan and the woman cannot in any circumstance be obligated on a Torah level in Birkat HaMazon like a man. So in summary, the opinion of the Rambam that a man who eats a kazayit cannot be motzi a man who eats a kibetza is based on two assumptions. One, a man who eats a kazayit is only obligated in Birkat HaMazon midrabanan. And two, someone obligated in practice midrabanan may never be motzi someone who is obligated midoraita. The Ravid rejects the first assumption, and Tosfot reject the second. Both therefore disagree with the Rambam and conclude that a man who eats a kazayit can be motzi a man who eats a kibetza. However, the Ravid also rejects the Rambam in Halacha Tetzayin about a katan or an isha being motzi a man who eats a kazayit, whereas Tosfot would agree with that psak of the Rambam. The Rambam ends the perek in Halacha Yudzayin with a din of someone who enters a room where people are making a zimun. If he hears the invitation of Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo, he obviously cannot respond Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo, as he didn't eat with them. Rather, he says Baruch Umvarach, which the Shulchan Aruch extends to Baruch Umvarach Shemo Tamid Leolam Ve'ed. If he enters when the other participants answer Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Uftuvo Chayinu, then he just answers Amen.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.